For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of What Happened This Week with Bark, that is me. And we are going to go through some stuff, a little bit of sports, a little bit of politics, a little bit of other stuff, just a little grab bag of crap. But first off, let's go to the orange one, the Donald. He apparently can't pay his $464 million bond. And for a self-proclaimed billionaire, I find this to be kind of odd. Like, I understand how liquid assets work. I understand how cash on hand works. But if you are a billionaire and you do have access to quick sales of properties, of assets, the fact that he's had all this time to come up with it and he cannot, I know he probably doesn't want to give up Trump Tower. He probably doesn't want to give up Mar-a-Lago. He probably doesn't want to give up anything because he thinks he needs special treatment on every single aspect of life, period. He still should be trying to get out of trouble. Now, here's what I love about doing this show on the fly like I do everything in life. I've got a new headline here. Donald Trump's properties have at least $200 million in outstanding loans. So there's something. When you've got a lien on some of your properties, you're going to be kind of screwed just on that alone. So forget the fact that he doesn't have any cash on hand. He also is very much in debt, apparently. So you take that on top of the $464, on top of everything else that's going on, maybe this guy just simply cannot afford to pay his bills, including legal. And apparently he's begging all of his followers to chip in and help out. Like, whether you are a fan or follower or not, why in the hell would you give money to a politician? Like, the only way I would give money to a politician is if there was a guarantee that Donald Trump does not get elected again. That's when I throw my hard-earned dollars in the ring. Otherwise, fuck right off. You're not getting a dime of my money, Joe, or Don, or Rob, or any of these guys. You're not getting shit. I wouldn't give you a pack of sweet tarts in my pocket. Like, there is no decent candidate at all. So, yeah, that not a dollar. Not a dollar. Oh, well, and anyways, I guess. Also looks like the Joe Biden impeachment thing is pretty much over. If you read anything at all, ever, you would know from the start that this has been just a sham. It's just a bunch of garbage. There's no, you know, truth to anything, at least not provable. And if there is, they've got nothing to show for it. And I tweeted this the other day, and I stand by it strongly. Even if everything that the far-right or MAGA Republicans, hate to even call them Republicans, honest to God, but even if all the things they accused Democrats and Joe Biden of were true, let's just assume all of it is true. the MAGA party is still the lesser of two evils. Even if everything they said about Democrats were true, except for the really crazy stuff like eating children, pedophilia, blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's pretty good grounds to assume that a lot of the people out there marching for QAnon, talking about pedophiles, like, more of those folks have been caught doing sick online acts than anyone else, at least publicized. And I know if you're far right, you could be like, that's the word right there, buddy, publicized. They hiding it. Now listen, you can't hide 50% of what a nation is doing. So all the claims, both ways, like, you have 50-50 in this country. We are split down the middle. We are at each other's throats. You can't tell me that if the liberal-leaning folks are doing all the crazy shit you accuse them of, you have no proof. But the crazy stuff that some of the MAGA folks are doing, there's proof. So if one half can prove the other half wrong, why can't that half prove the opposite half wrong? If that makes any sense. Like, seriously, you can only hide so much. This is why Donald's on trial. This is why Hunter Biden's under question, not for the amount of things that they've accused him of, but like, there's obviously some wrongdoing there. And guess what? It's known that something is off with that. So the very few things that they have sticking points to, you know, it is clear. Like, I wouldn't go hang out with Hunter Biden. There's other people that are, left-leaning that I wouldn't dare hang out with or be around. Or, I mean, some of the people I hate the most are the far left super crazies. Like, have you ever seen John Cusack's tweets? They're a hot mess and they're annoying. And it's like, Jesus, man, find something to do. Him and James Woods, as far as actors, Kevin Sorbo, Robert De Niro, like, dude, I don't like somebody's opinion just because they're left or right or whatever. And I lean left, obviously. But that doesn't mean I give a fuck what Robert De Niro says, give a fuck what Kathy Griffin says, John Cusack, for God's sakes. Like, no, not even a little. And that doesn't mean that I hate everybody that leans right. I don't. Despite Gina Carano being crazy, I still love her. I love her to death. Gina, come back. Gina, come back. You can be crazy. Oh, me. Gina, come back. Preferably the thick Gina Carano from The Mandalorian. That's the one. That's the one I want to join me and my wife on a date night. That Gina Carano. Handle us, girl. It's fine. Also something worth talking about. Mr. Elon. Elon Musk. So Elon Musk, for some reason, I think it's just to save face, was going to have Don Lemon on his platform, X, even though everybody still has to put in parentheses Twitter after they describe, like, so-and-so on X, parentheses Twitter. Like, dude, just change it fucking back, for God's sakes. Nobody's going to know. That's how socially unintelligent this guy is that when he comes up for a name to replace the name Twitter, he comes up with X. Like, dude, X is a short way to describe ecstasy. X is a short way to describe X-rated films. X is gonna give it to you. X marks the spot. Like, there's so many reasons not to call a social media platform simply X. X is a female or male that you hate, that you may have had a relationship with before. It's not a place to tweet. It's not. Trust me. But anyways, him and Don Lemon, they were going to go into coots together. I think Don Lemon knew he was full of shit, and that's why in their first interview, Don went a little hard at him. And guess what? Little baby Elon couldn't handle it. He's like, I'm hurt. I'm hurt, Don. I just want to go to Mars. I just want to go live on the red planet. And Don's asking me questions that hurt my feelings and make me upset. Fuck you, Elon. You big fucking douche. Your emotional intelligence is nil. Like, yeah, he came up with PayPal, sold it, made some money. Yeah, started flying to space. We simply just keep rolling. Yeah. Let's talk about some grades for free agency. I was pretty upset for 1 second, maybe, when I thought about all the guys that my Miami Dolphins were going to lose. And then they recouped, man. But let's run through some of these grades. Free agency, not over by a long shot, but for the most part, most of it is kind of done. Starting with the Arizona Cardinals, and this is from ListWire. It just happens to be an article on Microsoft News, which is kind of like my morning open kind of thing. C-plus for the Cardinals. Not really anything that I'm super excited about, but C-plus seems correct for that. They didn't do a whole lot. The Atlanta Falcons got a C. Kirk Cousins for $180 million. I am questioning that, considering that they could have got Justin Fields to start for what I'm sure would have been just a bargain. I mean, the Steelers got him for a sixth. That's a conditional fourth. I'm sure Atlanta could have gave, you know, a fourth or fifth and had a cheaper, you know, maybe not better quarterback, but somebody they could have hinged a lot of their years on for the future. But instead they go with Cousins. They got Darnell Mooney, which is solid. I mean, he's probably better than his performance. So we'll see. Baltimore Ravens get a B. Yeah, Derrick Henry. You got Derrick Henry. Great. They kept Justin Madubuke, and they lost Patrick Queen. I don't know. I guess if you want to give him a B just for Derrick Henry, whatever you say. Buffalo Bills get a C. Stephon Diggs, trade talk all over the place again. We'll see. They got Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel is a pretty good player, but he hasn't really been great in Carolina or Washington. Maybe Josh Allen is what he needs to be better. I don't think he's ever going to be great, but this is probably a slight upgrade on the number two wide receiver spot that the Bills have kind of interchanged over the years, so not terrible. They get a C. I think that's fair. Then we got the Carolina Panthers also getting a C. They got Robert Hunt from Miami. That's fine for the line. Bryce Young needs all the help he can get. Nothing exactly massive here. They lost Frankie Louvu, so I agree with this ListWire that they get a C. Chicago Bears get a C as well. No more Justin Fields. They signed DeAndre Swift for way too much money, and they got Kevin Byard, so I think a C is fair as well. Gerald Everett at tight end, not really a need with Cole Kmet. They did trade for Keenan Allen, which has nothing to do with free agency, but I think a C is fair. I think their off-season, not free agency grade, but their off-season grade would probably have to be a B just because of the upgrades on offense alone. Cincinnati Bengals, a C. I actually really like Zach Moss. I think he's better than what we think, and I think he could really have a breakout in Cincinnati if they decide to roll with him. That could be big, but I don't disagree with the C. They lost DJ Reader, Jonah Williams, Chidobe Awuzie. Mixon was cut. Well, actually, he was traded, but I don't disagree with the C. It's just fine. The Browns also getting a C. God, it's nothing but C's. Yeah, Jameis Winston is the backup. That's all Deshaun Watson's doing there. Deshaun Watson. Oh, God. What a mess that is. Yeah, they lost some guys. They got Jordan Hicks and Devin Bush. They got Deontay Foreman a day or two ago. A C is fair. Dallas Cowboys, a D. They didn't do anything. Probably should be an F. I don't disagree with them letting Tony Pollard go. I don't think that's a big deal. I think he's only slightly above average. I think there's probably 50 guys in the league that are slightly above average right now. Denver Broncos, C minus. Brandon Jones came in from Miami. Not a lot going on in Denver. I assume they're just saving their money because the quarterback they really want is not going to be available to them this year. Then we got the Lions, a B minus. CJ Gardner went to Philadelphia. Four defensive players were added, led by DJ Reader. B minus. Okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Whatever. Green Bay Packers C plus. See, I think this is, if you're going to give the Ravens a B for Derrick Henry, I think you should give the Packers a B for Josh Jacobs, because I think Josh Jacobs is the real running back to have out of this free agent class. They got younger by, you know, not signing Aaron Jones and instead going with Josh Jacobs. I don't hate that at all. So I like that a lot. And they got Xavier McKinney. So another reason I think it's a B instead of a C plus. Texans, B plus. I agree with this one. They saw, they got Mixon in a trade with Cincinnati. I mean, that's a good get for Houston. Danielle Hunter is a good get. I know they're spending the money, but man, this team is like, they're spending the money to go for it. So I don't hate spending the money when you already like made the playoffs. You're an up-and-coming team. I just see absolutely no problem at all with their offseason. B plus at minimum. Then we got the Colts, a B. They kept Michael Pittman Jr. That is important. Added Joe Flacco as a backup. Flacco's probably better than Minshew, so it's fine. I think it's a B. Just keeping Pittman alone is one of the things you need to do. If you're going to roll with Anthony Richardson, you got to have some continuity. They did that. Jaguars, a B. Traded for Mac Jones. They got Gabe Davis. They lost Calvin Ridley. They got Darnell Savage. I would say this is more of a C, because I don't think Ridley is making too much money, but I don't think Gabe Davis and a few, you know, Mac Jones is enough for a B. I'd go with a C on them as well. The Chiefs, they got Hollywood Brown. They got graded as a B+. They signed Matt Areza as the punter. He was a guy just knocking frickin' bombs out before somebody accused him of something he did not do. And yeah, I agree with the B+. They upgraded. Super Bowl team upgraded. They re-signed Chris Jones. Yeah, that's a B+ all day long. The Raiders, Gardner Minshew, I think that was not a great sign unless you are going to work up and grab yourself a quarterback of the future in this draft, and that's got to be like a knockout. You got to hit that one 100% if you're going to draft a quarterback. If it's Minshew all year, I don't know about that. Don't know about that at all. They let Josh Jacobs walk. They signed Christian Wilkins, but my God, that's a lot of money. But him and Max Crosby, that's going to be formidable for sure. So B+, I disagree. I think that's more of a C+. The Chargers got a D. They pretty much traded everyone or let everyone go. I think that was the right move, to be honest. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. Keenan Allen getting older, and this team's not going to compete for a championship right now, despite Jim Harbaugh. So I don't think getting rid of Keenan Allen is a big deal. Letting Gerald Everett go is not a big deal. Austin Ekeler, not a big deal. Signing Gus Edwards, it's fine. It's not like he made a ton of money on the contract. He'll be, you know, they're going to do the smash mouth Jim Harbaugh style. So, I mean, Gus Edwards might be a fit there. I don't know. We'll see. I think Josh Palmer is a really good receiver. I think he's going to break out. I think having him start instead of Mike Williams and letting go of Mike Williams to ensure that that can happen was a good move. Who knows if the rookie from last year, Quentin, can, you know, step up. Maybe letting Keenan Allen go is not a big deal whatsoever, but their offseason definitely is a D. They did not upgrade or anything like that, but I think this is a soft reset for the Chargers, and I think they did what they had to do to get cap compliant and to set up for the future. So I actually like what they did, but, you know, if you're going to grade it on acquisitions, it's definitely a D minimum. The Rams also get a D. Garoppolo is the backup. That's exciting. Aaron Donald retired. That kind of sucks. So, yeah, not enough done there for the Rams. D minimum. I agree with that one. Okay, I'm sorry, I am a homer, but the Dolphins. There goes Xavier Howard, gone. Christian Wilkins, gone. Brandon Jones, gone. I wouldn't have paid Wilkins that much, so I'm fine with that. Xavier Howard, it was time to say goodbye. Brandon Jones, not a huge loss. Kendall Fuller comes in. To me, that's a great signing. Jordan Poyer, great signing. Got him cheap. I mean, Jordan Brooks, there's some good signings here. I think it's a B plus. They gave it a C plus. I think Miami's improved, to be honest, as an overall football team. Now, granted, the line, Zach Sealer, who's pretty good in his own right, is going to have to continue to be so, and they're going to have to find a gem or two out of this class or the draft class to make up for what they lost, but I think they'll do it. Vikings, they get a B. They moved on from Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't have committed that money to Kirk either. The Vikings need a soft reset, honestly. There's some things going on there. Justin Jefferson obviously doesn't want to be there long term. Now is the time to do a soft reset. So I think it was good. I think Aaron Jones will keep them going in the meantime. You can get a couple years out of Aaron Jones, no problem. They signed Jonathan Greenard, who will replace Danielle Hunter. You know, I don't think it was bad. I'd give it a C plus. This publication gave it a B. They gave it a B, not a B plus. But Sam Darnold is a starter. That can't happen. They're going to have to draft a rookie and roll with him. I just don't think Darnold's the guy. But I don't hate what the Vikings are doing either. You can't sinking that much money into Cousins and Danielle Hunter, two players, that much money. I think it's the time where you start making more conservative calls on how to pay players and not overpay. Work on your full team build and not just a couple superstars. One superstar on each side of the ball does not win it all for you. Patriots, C. Mac Jones is gone. They brought in Jacoby Brissett. He's fine as a stopgap, but they're going to have to draft somebody too. They're probably the kind of team that will draft Drake May. I think that'll turn out to be very Mac Jones-like. I don't think it's going to be a home run. I think it's going to be more Daniel Jones-less Mac Jones-less. His name might as well be Drake Jones. That's how I see this boiling down and playing out. They got a C. I guess I'll give him a C. I think Antonio Gibson is a nice sign. I think he's underrated. I know he's got some fumble issues, but there's other backs in the league that have fumble issues. So this is the Patriot way, man. They're building without paying huge contracts, and I don't hate that. So it's fine. New Orleans Saints, they get a C. Nathan Peterman, big signing there in New Orleans. You know, the backup of all backups. There you go. That's pretty much it. Willie Gay also signed with them. They get a C. Nothing exciting in New Orleans. But free agency, man, you got to be careful. The Giants, they lose Saquon Barkley. They lost Xavier McKinney. Drew Locke steps in there to play with them. Yeehaw, they get a C. I agree with it. C is the best case scenario for the Giants. Jets, C plus. They signed Mike Williams. I think that could put him up to B status if he could ever stay healthy. That's a great sign for New York. But you need Aaron Rodgers to come back. Tyron Smith needs to stay healthy. That was a signing of theirs. And we'll see. We'll see. It's a C+. I think I agree with that at this time, but maybe a B depending on Mike Williams' health. Philadelphia Eagles, I don't love the Saquon Barkley sign. I mean, it's fine. It's not like they super overpaid him. Maybe a little, but I am very much of the opinion that you just get your running backs in the draft. I don't think many are worth signing to massive deals. Like CMC, yeah. I think Breece Hall, yeah. I think Saquon Barkley's been kind of a disappointment, and I would not be excited to give him that kind of money. So, I don't know. They got Kenny Pickett as a backup now. CJ Gardner-Johnson returns. Bryce Huff comes on board. B+. I'd give it just a solid B. I think Saquon's a flashy name signing. Not really that big of a deal, honestly. Steelers. The Steelers get an A on this publication. I agree with that. I think Russell Wilson is, I think he's got plenty in the tank. Now they got Justin Fields in case he doesn't. I think they're going to add a receiver. They signed Patrick Queen. Like, Steelers are on the rise, in my opinion. They just need a receiver. They need a receiver in a bad way. San Francisco 49ers, they get a C. They signed Brandon Allen as backup for Brock Purdy. They got Leonard Floyd, but they lost Eric Armstead. Yeah, whatever. It's a C. I agree with the C. Seattle Seahawks, Sam Howell. They traded for Sam Howell. I love that. And this publication says he has a better chance to play than Mac Jones and Kenny Pickett. Absolutely agree. They say Geno Smith isn't going to budge easily. Easily, no, but I definitely think that, you know, Geno could be overtaken by Sam Howell. I think DK, Metcalf, and Tyler Lockett, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, like, with Sam Howell throwing the ball, holy smokes, I think that offense could be really good. I mean, I'm thinking, Jameis Winston levels of possible interceptions, but man, it might be exciting. It just depends, because I think Sam Howell is much better than Washington gave him a chance to be. But it is what it is. They didn't do a lot on defense. They lost Bobby Wagner. They lost Jordan Brooks. They brought in Jerome Baker. To me, that's a bit of a downgrade, so nothing exciting there. Buccaneers, they kept Baker. They kept Mike Evans, and that's what you needed to do to get an A. They got an A on this publication. I agree with that. A. Tennessee Titans, overpaid for Calvin Ridley. Overpaid for Tony Pollard. They got Lloyd Cushenberry, which will benefit the O-line, but I think they overpaid to high heaven. I give them a C. I don't know if this team's actually going to improve just because of the names on paper. I think that Tyjae Spears was enough, and you could have signed a backup like a Deontay Foreman and not a Tony Pollard and been better off for less money. I think you could have found a receiver cheaper than Calvin Ridley that would have gave you similar results. I don't love it. I don't love what the Titans did at all. Washington Commanders, not a lot going on there. They signed Austin Ekeler. They got Zach Ertz, Brandon McManus, Marcus Mariota. Yeah, it's okay, I guess. Is Mariota going to start? Or is, what's the Jaden fella from LSU? Wow, my brain went blank. But the number two overall, but Jaden Daniels. Or does Jaden Daniels start? Do you start Mariota? I don't know what's going to happen, but the Commanders were already not great. I assume they're going to run the heck out of the ball this year. We'll see what happens. Kind of love to see Jaden Daniels go first overall and then Caleb Williams go second, but we'll see. It's hard to tell. Long ways to go, but the start of the offseason has been exciting. Quarterback carousel, trades all over the place. It's been fun for sure. So I'm excited for the draft. That's what we're gonna see next. What teams improve after the draft, and of course, I'll be here to talk about it. I've had a little bit of football fever, and I'm gonna spit it on this mic. On that note, I'm also going to get out of here. So we'll talk about what happens. Maybe it'll get more exciting as the week goes on. I'm sure there's things I've missed, but just trying to throw together a little something as the news pours in. sports-wise, world-wise, everything else-wise. As far as personal happenings, I didn't have anything this week. I think life has been pretty ho-hum and repetitive, kind of doing the same thing day in, day out, which certifiably means I'm crazy. I'll see you guys next time on What Happened This Week. That's a weird one to say and remember, but peace out.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.